Let's go over what's happening with Orlando, with Dwight Howard and just a team that seems to be finding itself. And you talked also about Grant Hill. We got a quote from you from that show a few weeks ago about him as well, a guy that was given so much money, could have taken a television contract in a heartbeat. Instead, he's shown so much character and commitment to that team.
Yeah, we applaud a lot of guys for a lot of amazing things, and sometimes the best stories go under the radar because the particular player is not in the limelight, may not be leading the league in scoring. But you look at Grant Hill, he gets paid no matter what. And the arduous effort that he had to make to come back, not to be a superstar anymore, but simply to be a functional player, a contributing player, really reflects the love for the game. It's easy for all of us to say, well, you know what, he should play hard. He should train to get back from injuries because look at all the money he's making. The reality is, how many people who win the lottery, essentially they quit their job or they decide, you know what, I don't want to work anymore. Well, Grant Hill is the type of guy who essentially won the lottery, had absolutely no reason to continue working, and he did it strictly, worked his way through the type of injuries that a lot of us would never dream of trying to come back and play on the NBA level through. He did exactly that, and so for all of the success stories that you might find in the NBA, for me, a guy like Grant Hill, who has persevered simply to come back and play and contribute, not necessarily win a ring, I don't know that Orlando's going to do that, but simply to come back and play and on some level earn his money, to me, that's as admirable as it gets.
Tell me more about Dwight Howard and the fact that he's becoming an emerging factor. And it's a young season. So many teams, especially the good ones, like Miami and the Suns, are barely 500. But some teams have really shown a lot. Orlando is one of them. Tell us about Dwight Howard in particular.
The World Championships in Japan can often, any sort of off-season international play often has a very negative effect on players because Elton Brand might be an example of that. They lose their confidence. They're sort of exposed as players, as being NBA-oriented players. Well, Dwight Howard is none of that. He went there really just happy to be making the team. And by practicing with Carmelo and LeBron and Dwayne Wade and playing internationally and outplaying the Elton Brands and the Chris Bosches, he realized, I'm as good as any of these guys. And so his expectation of himself and his confidence took a huge leap, and we're seeing that now for the Orlando Magic.